Prague's transport authority has got itself into deeper trouble over its addiction to gaming machines. It failed to carry out city council orders to remove existing gaming machines from metro stations. And transport bosses even went one step further by signing new contracts, which in some cases involve leases, for up to 13 years. Christian Falvey has the details.
The Prague Town Hall made a priority of regulating the city's huge number of casino bars, one of the highest in Europe per capita, in 2007, and it has continued to make the regulations more stringent ever since. Slot machines are now banned from 44 parts of Prague, including historical areas, areas near schools and municipal buildings, and in metro vestibules. In the case of the latter, the company Dopravny Podnik, or the Prague Transport Authority, had until the end of 2009 to terminate their contracts with the bar owners. However, as Czech television recently reported, that ultimately only happened with 1 out of 20 contracts, while several new contracts were actually signed, some leaving casinos on solid turf until 2023. The Transport Authority spokesman Andrzej Pecheny has said the company assumes responsibility for what is essentially a legal nightmare emerging from a previous logistical one.
The problem, it seems, occurred because of big organization changes. We somehow lost some continuity about this problem, so it might happen by mistake that we've signed contracts. The problem is not only about the three new ones that were signed in 2008-2009, but all of them. So we are now in the hard negotiations with the providers and trying to settle some new conditions for both sides.
Some in the town hall, though, have very specific ideas about who bears the responsibility in this case, as Deputy Mayor Rudolf Blažek told Czech television in reference to the General Director of Prague Transport, Martin Dvořák.
The General Director of the Transport Authority must clarify why he signed these contracts when he knows the city has been trying to regulate gambling in the city for more than 3 years now. He didn't learn about the problem in December. He's known about it for half a year, or even a year.
Now the company's supervisory board will be looking at the issue, and Mr. Dvořák will be expected to say when the slot machines will be out of the metro vestibules definitively. However, the indication from at least one member of the supervisory board is that if the company cannot navigate a successful route through its many standing contracts with the casino bars, they will simply remain there until whenever their contracts finish, and for some that means the very distant future.
That was Christian Falvey with that report.